Hi there, welcome back to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Subdeo. Delivery of new SMP trucks delayed. Canada is convinced that President Trump will pull out of NAFTA, and Lockheed Martin enhances capability of its Aegis missile defense system. All of this in Vanguard Radio for this week. There has been a delay in the delivery of the Standard Military Pattern, or the SMP, trucks from MAC Defense. The Canadian Armed Forces was supposed to start receiving the first of its new SMP trucks by the summer of 2017, but that was pushed to the end of 2017. But now, the truck delivery has been delayed once again. This is due to issues with certain aspects of the trucks that has to be dealt with. According to the DNT spokesman Andrew McKelvey, he said the qualification testing has led to necessary changes in the vehicle that will be incorporated prior to the delivering of the equipment to the Canadian Armed Forces. He said most of the testing has, for instance, led to improvements of the truck's central tire inflation system, as well as its cargo variant tarp superstructure. The improvements have led to some delays in the overall delivery schedule. However, this will not affect the current work of the Canadian Armed Forces, nor will it result in increased cost for Canada. The first deliveries are to occur in the spring, but no specific month was provided by DND. The final delivery of the trucks has moved from the fall of 2018 to late 2019. In June 2015, two contracts were awarded to MAC Defense for the purchase of 1,500 SMP trucks, 300 trailers, and 150 armor protection systems, and also for the provision of in-service support, including spare parts, maintenance, and project management services. The deal also included 20 years of in-service support. Canada is increasingly convinced that President Donald Trump will soon announce that the United States intends to pull out of NAFTA. The two government sources said on recently, actually, sending the Canadian and Mexican currencies lower and also hurting stocks. It is not certain that the United States would quit NAFTA, even if President Trump gave the required 6 months' notice, since he is not obliged to act once the deadline runs out. Notice of withdrawal could also raise opposition in Congress. One of the Canadian government sources said that it's not certain that President Trump would move against the treaty and that Ottawa was prepared for many scenarios. But even the prospect of potential damage to the three nations' integrated economies sparked market concerns. The Canadian dollar weakened to its lowest this year against the greenback on Wednesday, as NAFTA concerns tempered bets that the Bank of Canada will raise interest rates next week. Michael Archibald, the associate portfolio manager at AGF Investments in Toronto, cited a tremendous amount of uncertainty on the horizon. Canadian government bond prices rose across the yield curve, and railway, pipeline, and other trade-sensitive stocks weighed on the country's main index. Mexico's currency also weakened, and stocks extended losses. The Royal Bank of Canada's chief executive, that's Dave McKay, said on Tuesday that he believed that there was now a greater chance that NAFTA could be scrapped. Separately, a U.S. source close to the White House quoted President Trump as saying, "I want out," as the talks drag on with little sign of progress.
Defense and security missions are critical. That's when Army, Navy, and military come together and work in unison. How do they strike the chord for perfect sync? Do they need a new technology? Is there something they can work around? Get all your questions answered at the most awaited C4ISR event, C4ISR and Beyond 2018, on January the 30th at Fairmont Chateau, Ottawa. Join us as leaders, visionaries, and experts from industry and CAF come together to explore and discuss the challenges and highlight the solutions for next generation C4ISR. To register and learn more about the agenda, visit us at vanguardcanada.com.
Lockheed Martin said recently that it had connected key components of its new long-range discrimination radar, that's the LRDR, with its Aegis Ashore missile defense system to enhance Aegis's capabilities. With this technology, the Aegis missile defense system, which is a collection of radar stations and interceptors, will be simultaneously able to detect threats from longer distances and combat targets with reduced reaction time, the U.S. weapons maker said. In December, Japan decided to expand its ballistic missile defense system with Lockheed's ground-based Aegis in response to the growing threat from North Korean rockets. Japan intends to build two Aegis offshore batteries that will likely cost at least $2 billion and are not expected to be operational at least until 2023. Raytheon's solid-state radar offering SPY-6 would be a competitor to Lockheed's improved offering. With that, we've come to the end of Vanguard Radio for this week. This is Marcelo Sugdeo saying bye for now.